This is Bill Munhausen with another key opinion. Should we be proud of Pride Month? My first thought is that people's sexual preferences have never been a source of pride or public display. They are simply what is, and sex tends to be a private matter. My problem with Pride Month begins with the belief that public celebration of gay pride is completely inappropriate. Here are three reasons to reject Pride Month. Number one, at least some components of LGBTQ ideology involve mental health issues. Until 1973, the American Psychiatric Association listed homosexuality as a mental problem, and the classification had little to do with morality or value judgments. They considered same-sex attraction to be abnormal because it affected a tiny percentage of the population, the scientific standard for being abnormal. They also determined that homosexuality resulted in negative outcomes for affected individuals, a standard for determining if a mental state or behavior should be considered a disorder. Even today, a significant minority of psychiatrists consider gender confusion to be a mental health concern, and the World Health Organization recognizes ego-dystonic sexual orientation, in which a person wants to reverse their sexual preference because of associated psychological and behavioral disorders. There is also abundant evidence of a correlation between autism spectrum disorder and transgender tendencies. When the attendees at an American Psychiatric Association conference voted in 1973 to remove homosexuality from their list of disorders, the criteria was not scientific, and its decision was far from unanimous. Pride Month does nothing to warn the public about mental health issues associated with homosexuality. Number two, celebration of Pride Month is an example of governing authorities taking a side in a religious conflict, which borders on violation of the First Amendment. The three major theistic religions in the world consider homosexuality to be a moral failure, while secular humanists take the opposite position. Pride Month advocates force what is essentially a religious disagreement before the public eye and encourages organizations and governments to choose between the two. The result crosses the line between individual choice and public policy. It has resulted in males competing with females in women's sports, parents surgically and chemically altering children before puberty, men entering women's facilities by merely claiming to be women, and an endless stream of conflicts over every issue of gender confusion. Number three, Pride Month thrusts adult choices into the educational influence of children. If the LGBTQ issue only affected adults who are capable of making adult decisions, it wouldn't be much of a concern. Unfortunately, activists are forcing the matter on children, who lack the capacity to evaluate what is presented to them. All across America, children are being asked to participate in Pride Month at schools. They're being counseled to figure out their gender before it's fully established. Those children are also on social media, where they are exposed to all the Pride Month propaganda. Far more dangerous, however, is the transgender component of LGBTQ activism. Children are undergoing surgical and chemical transitioning, and some regret what was done to them when they become young adults, when they truly become capable of evaluating such decisions. We have to do whatever we can to protect every individual, beginning with America's children. It's time for us to get beyond thinking of the LGBTQ matter as a civil rights issue that can be solved by giving the lifestyle a public relations makeover. Rather than allowing political activists to lobby for selfish ends, we should encourage professional study to determine how mental health professionals can provide therapies for people who consider their same-sex attractions to be a problem. Psychiatrists and counselors have to recognize the needs of individual people rather than just yield to ideology. It means recognizing that homosexuality is a preferred lifestyle for some, but a traumatic disorder for others, and that young people especially need to be educated and protected instead of indoctrinated. Advise your schools and youth organizations to forego Pride Month. It's the wrong response to a complex social issue.